This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. Across Texas, city officials are critical of the special session agenda set by Governor Greg Abbott. They say many of the items are basically an attempt by state lawmakers to influence what city leaders do at the local level. It's a battle of state versus local control. Brandon Formby is a reporter with the Texas Tribune. He talked with KERA's Eric Austin.
The Texas Municipal League advocates for city governments, and the league is calling out the governor's priorities. They're describing them as an all-out assault. Why is that?
City leaders are saying that the state is increasingly meddling in matters that should be left up to local leaders, and that in recent years, state lawmakers are passing laws that increasingly regulate cities and counties. That includes everything from property taxes, ride-hailing regulations, transgender people's use of bathrooms, immigration, short-term home rentals. It's a really long list.
Let's go through a few of the items on the agenda for the special session. Property tax reform. A proposal is in the works that would create rollback elections when a city or county wants to raise property taxes above a certain amount. What are municipal leaders saying about that?
They've been fighting it really hard. They say that such requirements would make it harder for them to balance a city and county budgets. They said that could keep them from being unable to afford basic services that their constituents expect them to provide. The flip side of that is that state leaders are saying that if cities and counties are spending money wisely, that they shouldn't have any trouble balancing the books.
And there's also something in the special session called municipal annexation reform, which sounds kind of clunky, but is definitely stirring passions across the state.
This was a bill that looked like it was going to pass the regular session, and then it died in the Senate during a filibuster. One of the proposals is expected to be a requirement that when a city wants to annex a neighborhood that's in an unincorporated area, that they get approval from most of the homeowners in that area.
Something else on the agenda is raising some eyebrows. Trees. How did trees become such a big deal that they warrant an item on the special session agenda?
The governor said that it's a matter of property rights, that city tree ordinances interfere with a homeowner's or a landowner's ability to do what they want with their land. One of my colleagues at the Texas Tribune actually found that Abbott had a run-in himself with Austin's tree ordinance before he sold his private residence in 2015. He had a pecan tree that was damaged during construction at his home, and that the city of Austin required him to plant trees to replace it.
Now, Governor Greg Abbott says cities are over-regulating and that this threatens the state's economy, and that's leading to many of these items that he's placed on the special session agenda. What do cities have to say about that, that they're over-regulating, that threatens the economy?
Their big question is, if it's threatening the economy, why has the Texas economy been doing so well? And city leaders are quick to point out that most of the state's jobs, most of the state's economy is based in cities.
One theme we're seeing over the last several months and several years, in fact, is this division between city officials and state leaders over the role of government and different levels of government.
Experts say that as politics nationally become more divisive, that kind of trickles down to the state and city levels. Cities are becoming more and more left-leaning, but you're seeing state houses across the country become more and more right-leaning. When that happens, during an environment where there's a lot of partisan divide, the state houses are increasingly getting more and more involved in issues that they think the cities are going too far on.
Brandon Formby with the Texas Tribune, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.